Aurelia Matters welcomes letters to the editor at dave@aureliamatters.com or via the website. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following is a letter to the editor and an open letter to Simcoe North MP Adam Chambers. I recently received your newsletter and for the most part one agree with many of the patriotic sentiments and opinions expressed. I do think that your plan to use 100% of any counter-tariffs to reimburse affected workers and businesses is wrong-headed and a thoughtless knee-jerk reaction that lacks the long-range thinking that will be absolutely necessary in a prolonged trade war. It is very likely that Canada will sink into recession in the near future. Tax revenues will drop and expenses will rise. Whichever political party leads our country, it will need to be able to target our scarce tax dollars where it will have the biggest bang for the buck in preserving our economic future. Committing to taking all the counter-tariff revenues to reimburse the general loss of jobs and businesses could handcuff the government's ability to put this money where it has the biggest impact. It seems crazy that the Conservative Party is still pushing for tax cuts when there is a recession coming. The government will need more money to help workers and businesses, not less. If Canada wants to reduce the affordable housing crisis, wants to improve our port infrastructure to help with exports or massively expand the training for skilled tradesmen, it is going to take money, not tax cuts. To build the new economy, Canada must be able to quickly pivot to counter Trump's ever-changing economic insults. Tax cuts make no sense at this time. Mr. Poiliev has only a hammer in his toolbox, tax cuts, and every problem looks like a nail. David Howell, Aurelia.